Caleb Williams is that dude.
Yeah.
Mentally, I guarantee you he will be good with the
good.
Bears. I'm not
saying I saw something. They've never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns in a season, nor a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a season in the history of a franchise.
If he even reaches 80% of his potential, he'll probably be the best quarterback in Bears history.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is being mentioned with the likes of Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, John Elway as can't-miss prospects. Sammy, is Caleb Williams actually destined to be a star?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast, and I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling. He is, like, the talent is there, the ability is there. I mean, at the end of the day, my number one concern, and that could be tough, is we just haven't seen a quarterback succeed in Chicago yet. I know it's crazy. Like, it just, maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the organization, maybe it's whatever you want to call it. And this time, maybe it could be different because they have a really good general manager. They actually weren't the worst team in football. They got this pick via trade. So maybe it's different this time around, but I just feel like that's one of the toughest parts. And I'm not saying this in a negative way, but Caleb Williams seemed to not enjoy being questioned at USC or some certain media pressure and different things. It's going to get a lot worse in Chicago.
Absolutely. And, you know, in hindsight, if you actually go back and look at it, Carolina, if Caleb Williams, it turns out to be what people think Caleb Williams is going to be, is one of the worst trades you could ever, ever, ever do in history of football.
Yeah, unless Bryce Young somehow becomes like...
Yes.
Also as good as him. But
yeah, exactly.
Bryce Young also struggled his first year.
Yeah, and this is like one of those rare situations, like you said, Vo, and this is... Okay, there's two parts of this, right? The Bears organization's never actually brought in a quarterback and had the quarterback be really, really good. I think I saw something. They've never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns in a season, nor a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a season in the history of a franchise. That's
I know the 4,000 yards one, but yeah. I don't know about 30 touchdowns.
Can you check the 30 touchdown one? Because I think I saw it was also no 30 touchdown throwers in history. I could be wrong. Jay Cutler might have achieved that with his gunslinging ways. While you look that up, that is one side of it. But the other side of it I want to talk about, Sammy, is what you said. And I think it's really, really important. And that is, they were not the worst team in the league last year. He's not going to a team that's so gutted and so bad and such a, you know, dumpster fire that he's going to have to carry them. He's the quarterback and it's the Chicago Bears and they need to be carried, but they are not the Carolina Panthers or, you know, who are the worst team. He's not going to that roster. He's going to a roster that's a little bit better and maybe that will give him a little bit better of a chance to succeed.
Yeah. Nobody's ever thrown for over 30 touchdowns with the Bears. like Jay Cutler's in the top 11, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. He's number 2, 28 touchdowns. Like Jesus. Their best quarterback ever is Jay Cutler. I mean, like someone said, like Sid Luckman, maybe they won like a Super Bowl, I think, in 47.
So Geno Smith would be their best quarterback ever when he had 4,000 yards and 32 touchdowns.
Not even close. Like that's Jay crazy. Cutler, you know, Jay Cutler has he's not number one in yards ever. It was Eric Kramer, who had 3,800 yards. But Jay Cutler after that is number 2, 3, 4, 5 on like most yards in the season from 3,800 down to 32. So no quarterback has ever thrown for 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns is correct. And it just seems to be, whether it's curse or it's, like I said, the weather or the environment, I don't know what it is, but it hasn't worked yet. But this is also where they also, I guess I don't recall a time where they had the guy, like the generational talent, right? They haven't had the number one pick when Trevor Lawrence comes up or Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning or, you know, even some of the guys who flopped like Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf. And like and Josh Rosen's of the world, they haven't had the like number one pick for one of these generational talents.
They had the number two and took Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, though. That hurts.
But a lot of teams took
right.
Like, they both dropped, right? That's like saying, oh, there was every team passed on Tom Brady, which is true. But like, that's not how it works. At the end of the day, they haven't had the number one pick on a year where it's Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams. They haven't had their opportunity to say like, okay, the number one guy that's undisputed, Caleb Williams, he's ours. And now, obviously, we're talking a lot about the Bears here, but like at the end of the day, this is the situation he's in. And it all just depends on his mentality, right? If Caleb Williams is that dude,
yeah,
mentally, I guarantee you he will be good with the Bears. I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, a five-time Super Bowl champ. I'm saying he'll be good. And I think it's actually not that like wild of a statement, but if he even reaches 80% of his potential, he'll probably be the best quarterback in Bears history.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know if that's better news for Caleb Williams or Bears, right? Like, it's really, really, the bar is not set that high for Caleb Williams in Chicago. So despite him having a little bit of pressure, as far as this is Chicago market, it's the Bears, it's the NFL, there is that pressure. But the pressure to be the greatest quarterback in the history of a franchise is not that big. So there is pressure, but being the Chicago Bears puts less pressure. Being the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, there's more pressure. Being the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys, if you're a Cleveland Browns quarterback, not as much pressure. And like the Bears, of course, their franchise is much better than the Browns, but the quarterback situation is kind of equal, right? Like, so being the quarterback of the Bears gives a little bit less pressure for Caleb Williams. And is he destined to be a star? I'm not quite sure what a star, the definition of a star is. But, you know, God, like we've seen these generational quarterbacks. I mean, if you look back, it's Andrew Luck, John Elway, Trevor Lawrence. Those three guys are, and Caleb Williams are like saying are the four best in the history.
And Peyton Manning.
I was like, man, who am I forgetting? And Peyton Manning are the five best like quarterback prospects ever. And hey, I think all of them kind of panned out somewhat. Like Trevor Lawrence has won a playoff game. Andrew Luck won playoff games. But only Elway and Manning actually delivered with Super Bowls. It's really hard to win a Super Bowl.
Andrew Luck's a weird scenario because it's just injuries.
Right.
I don't know if I'd say Trevor Lawrence has panned out in the terms of like, I don't know, if he just sucked next year, you would say his career was awful, right? Because it's only been like a year and a half or two years of good football. And I would say he's panned out, obviously, as a starter in this league. But Trevor Lawrence has been underwhelming. I think it's fair to say he's underwhelming compared to what, you know, many people thought, like, oh, he's going to come in and, you know, this team could be competing for a Super Bowl in 2 or 3 years, right? They're not.
Yeah, because we've seen it now when quarterbacks come in young. Joe Burrow, year two, Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, year two, Super Bowl. Like, it doesn't take that long for, like, always to, like, if you're that good, you're going to actually, like, achieve it.
Yeah, that's true. I at the end of the day, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I think the game I'm most looking forward to next year, outside of a Seahawks game, you know, because they're my team, will be turning on a Bears game and seeing, like, what does he look like week one even, right? Because I think this is more exciting than most generational talent situations. Because, you know, I guess the Jags or Trevor Lawrence, cool, whatever. But it's the Jags, too. It's Jacksonville. It's not as exciting. Like,
and there was not that many mixed opinions on Trevor Lawrence like there is on Caleb Williams.
I mean, I wouldn't say there's mixed opinions on Caleb Williams.
Not as
everyone,
a prospect. But you know what I mean?
Everyone has the number one pick.
No, totally. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, man, I don't like that guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more people who dislike Caleb Williams. And it could be the nail painting. It could be the crying. Whatever it is. There's more people that dislike Caleb.
It's the emotional old man, like, oh, I can't handle the fact that he cried once.
Yes.
Like, who cares? Like, he likes football, he cried. So I wouldn't say there's a lot of, like, different opinions on him. It's some people that just don't like him as a human being. That's completely different. I think everyone, any single GM in the NFL right now, if they had the number one pick, they're taking Caleb Williams. Except for,
absolutely.
Like, well, No, but you wouldn't be the number one pick if you have, you know, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so, unless he got injured week one and you never played another game.
And then you would, or then you would trade back the pick, and whoever's taking number one will take Caleb Williams. So it's not like this. It's not divisive. Like, you know, he's not divisive to the point where, like, should you take him or not? No, like it's Trevor. Like last year, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud could have gone either way.
Right.
Like this year, it's not going either way. Like it's Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is the number one overall pick.
Yeah. So exactly. I mean, the friggin' Panthers might have traded Bryce Young right now if they kept this pick to say, like, we're just going to take Caleb.
Yeah, no, totally. Absolutely. All right, man. Well, before we end this, as always, I got a little game for you here at the end. I'm going to give you 1 minute, Sammy. And maybe sometimes I'll tell you to bring these on to me, see my quiz stuff. So you got 1 minute. There's been 8 quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl being the first overall pick. Can you name them all?
Peyton Manning.
That's one.
Oh, man. Number one pick.
It's a lot tougher than I thought.
I don't know who the number one picks are. Joe Montana?
John Montana was not a number one pick.
John Elway?
John Elway's the second quarterback.
Because you just said it on accent, so thank you. You said John Montana. And I was like, uh-oh. To win a Super Bowl?
Yep.
Number one picks. This is tough. I'm trying to think about like teams. Well, can it be a backup?
Yep.
Oh, that's gonna be tough. Oh boy. Alex Smith didn't. With the Chiefs, he was
additional seconds.
Drew Bledsoe, was he number one pick?
There's three.
That's three of them. It's gonna be some old heads now.
There's a young head in there. Not that young, but young enough.
Young? It's not Lamar Jackson. It's not... Oh, man. Not Baker. Who was the backup?
All right. I'm going to have to give you the rest of them. It's Eli Manning, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, and Jim Plunkett, and David Carr are the ones you're missing.
David Carr? Are you sure about that?
He was the backup for the Giants Eli.
The problem is, I should have got Eli. I was thinking about Terry Bradshaw because, like, he's won like 5 Super Bowls. But like, I don't know. I was not alive in the 60s, 70s to know that he was drafted number one overall. Like,
yes,
I didn't even.
That's fair.
I didn't even know that Terry Bradshaw was drafted number one overall.
You know, I was more surprised that you got Drew Bledsoe as a backup than you got Eli. Like, Eli was sitting there on a platter, Peyton Manning's brother. You know, but. You forget it sometimes. It's fair.
Yeah, like, I forget he was the number one pick. You know why? Because he refused to go to, like, San Diego, but I forgot they still drafted him technically and traded him.
Exactly.
So that's different than for some reason, when I think of Eli, I think of him going number two. Like, he said no to number one pick and went number two, but they took him. We just didn't go there.
Exactly. Well, perfect. Well, this has been the Sports on Tap. Please like and subscribe if you want to listen to our podcast. It's in the description below. We also have our basketball channel below and all our links, social media, wherever you can find us. You'll see it in the link. Well, not the link in the description, but just the description. My name is George on Tap. With me is my little brother, Sammy on Tap. Thank you for watching. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.